Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I am so excited because HCL Live is just around the corner, and I get to see all of you so soon. I hope that you enjoyed the podcast last week with Stacey Brass Russell, our most recent winner. This week, I am honored to announce that we are sharing Kenny King and her beautiful story once again on the podcast. This is, however, a different stage moment as well as different interviews. So if you didn't listen to her the first time that she was on the 10K stage, you can go ahead and pause this and go back through our podcast and you'll find her name there again, Kenny King. You can listen to the first time she was on the HCI Live stage. She made it again and was rocking the stage for the second time. She wowed audiences. I am such a big fan of this lady. She is powerful, wonderful, relatable, and just a joy to work with. So Kenny King, we are so happy to have you back on that stage. Let's go ahead and start with her actual stage moment. Kenny, go ahead and take it away.
You won't get as far without us. I couldn't believe what he said. He was staring at me with anticipation of my response, and I was straddling between staying silent or speaking up for myself. I think he could read on my face that what he said wasn't sitting well with me, so he then added, or at least not as far as fast. I could feel my fears, insecurities, and the confirmation that I believed him well up into my throat. But this time, I didn't say stay silent. In a firm, rebel with a cause strength, I said, if there's anything my recent transformation work has taught me, it's how to believe in myself. I can do anything I set my mind and heart to. And I think in an attempt to just drive home the message, I probably mentioned something about changing the world and I could be the next Tony Robbins if I choose. There was a part of me that believed him, but there was also a part of me that believed me. And I held on to that for dear life. What he said wasn't meant to hurt me, but for me it brought back every single time I believed someone else when they told me what I was or wasn't capable of. The times I allowed my abilities, my voice, my vision to be squashed or minimized in order to abide by someone else's insecurities, limitations, or opinions. I took risks, but they were usually calculated. In some way, I was always tethered to safety, making myself smaller to fit into the world or to avoid failure. 1 year ago today, on this day, I sat at my first HCI Live. I listened intently to the finalists on the stage telling me what was possible for me, and I allowed myself to believe them. I signed up for Mastery, trusting only my gut, and hoping with all my heart that my husband would be courageous enough to trust my gut too. Saying yes to mastering myself, mastering the art of coaching, mastering me and investing myself without any guarantees was at the time a bold declaration of belief in myself. What I didn't know was that declaration on that day had been a turning point for me. It had planted the seeds that had given me the courage to speak up for my belief in myself in that uncomfortable conversation when in the past I would have stayed silent. A couple of months after that conversation, I was in yet another meeting when, unprovoked, that defiance and rebellion resurfaced. My body felt under attack. My face was hot. There was a lump in my throat. I felt defensive. At this point, I knew what it meant. I was holding myself back. That's the beauty of transformational work. There comes a point when hiding from the truth becomes more painful and more risky than risking everything to honor yourself. With the help of Mastery, this tribe, my coaches, I was dropping limiting beliefs like bad habits by this point. I admitted, finally, that staying was my way of hiding from my power. It was my way of remaining tethered to safety. So I chose to cut that tie as another bold declaration of belief in myself. I explained how we were headed in different directions, and I went out on my own way to start all over. I gave myself permission to get it wrong so that I could answer to myself, despite the disapproval or opinions of those who are not responsible for my health, my happiness, and answering the calling of my soul. Believe it before you see it. Give yourself permission to be the sole grantor of permission of your life. Your parents, partners, children, friends, peers, they may never understand. Give yourself permission to believe in and belong to yourself. Finally, I know there's a part of you that doesn't feel ready to, and that's okay. But there's also a part of you that does, because it knows what you're capable of. So hold on to that part for dear life. Make it bigger. Cultivate that part of yourself every single day. I learned that I will not build the life of my dreams as long as I'm busy searching for validation, permission, and the source of my power outside of myself. We don't merely have power, we are power. Once you give yourself permission, you get to define what success looks like for you. You get to make your own rules, break your own rules, and redefine yourself as many times as you deem necessary, because this is your life. When you make yourself smaller or hold yourself back for fear of failure and rejection, are you really avoiding failure and rejection? Aren't you simply failing and rejecting yourself? Doesn't it hurt enough to shift that? I know it hurt me. Feeling less than, unworthy, and as though I was far too different to ever belong on this planet caused me to second guess, to hold myself back, and live from a place of fear. Granting yourself permission allows you to show up for your life with the unfailing belief that if the specific actions you're taking aren't correct, you'll learn along the way and evolve while doing so. I was starting at zero before this challenge, from scratch. When I was willing to believe in myself first, I began building the life and practice of my dreams. And because of this, my clients are building the lives of their dreams. Be the sole grantor of permission of your life. Believe it before you see it, and you'll go further, faster than you ever thought possible. He was right, you know. I wouldn't go as far as fast. I'm going further, faster. Thank you, Tide.
So, Kenny, this was your second time on the HCI Live stage, and how was this time different than last time?
Oh, my goodness. So many ways. This time was, first of all, just being a finalist the second time around, you don't really expect that, you know? And so I feel so honored and just thrilled to have had the opportunity to do it a second time. Being the difference would be that, you know, the first time there's excitement and there's all these nerves, and you walk off of the stage and you're like, however it went, there's always a piece of you that goes, oh, if I'd adjust this or that in terms of the message. And I think having that the second time going on for me, I was still nervous, of course. But it made me so excited to just go share love with my tribe. Like, I just wanted to get out there and say, you can do this. let me tell you why you can do this. And I was thrilled and excited to share that message and to do so in a way that would allow me to see my own growth over just the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And this time you went a different way with your speech. Your first speech, it was very powerful, and you were very vulnerable, and it was a very emotional speech. And this time we saw, like, even, I mean, it was still was vulnerable and powerful and emotional, but it was different. Yeah. What was the choice in that, and why did you feel you needed to share this part of your story?
I think because I was actually a little bit concerned, like, is this story powerful enough? And I didn't even realize until last night, when people were asking me more questions about the story, that I actually didn't share. Like, my hair fell out when I that was one of the signals that I got this big quarter-size bald spot right over here on the side of my head, just above my ear. And that was such a clue. Like, my health was in jeopardy if I didn't separate myself and trust myself enough to brand myself versus building my practice underneath somebody else's umbrella. And so I hear all the time this during the process of BHC, during the process of mastery, and this amazing tribe, I hear all the time, My husband doesn't support me. My kids don't understand and think I'm crazy. My friends don't, you know, like, so many of our tribe members are compartmentalizing and squashing themselves and leading, like, double lives almost in order to honor their soul. And I just wanted to take the veil off and say, we're not gonna achieve our dreams if we're waiting for that validation and permission outside of ourselves. We are not going to conquer what we're here to conquer or live into our birthright and our mission if we are squashing our voices and staying behind that veil of fear. I mean, it's the same thing as, and this is a really silly example, but I think it's understandable. It's like filters on our photos. If we're so afraid to be seen as we are, now, don't get me wrong, I love filters. I play with them all the time. But, but sometimes it's like we do that for our life. We filter our life and we wear all these masks and all these robes. And I used to have this saying, like, this might be the title of one of my books. I haven't decided yet. But a few years back, I was like, it's all about the nakedness. Like, life is too short to wear all these masks and all. Because then you spend, how much time do you spend being what you think somebody needs you to be? And then you're years into a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a marriage or whatever it is, you're years into this relationship and you don't actually know each other, and you wait till it's safe and you start disrobing and you start taking off the mask, and then you don't even, like, know who you're with or who you are, and there's all this confusion. When we could just, if we're just a little bit courageous, if we're just a little bit bold, if we just, like, settle into our skin a little bit and give ourselves full authority and permission to be who we are and to answer the calling of our souls, doesn't mean be a jerk to people, but, you know, but to honor who we are and what we're here to do, instead of waiting until we're on our deathbed going, why the hell did I care about what everybody thought of me 24 hours a day? I mean, I used to be the person who, I love riding in the car with the windows down, and I used to be the person who I would turn down my music at stoplights because I didn't want to be judged for the kind of music I listened to. Or I had somebody tell me as a teenager, somebody I love very much, like, and this is the simplest thing in the world, but he said, like, I don't think you could ever play guitar. Like, I don't think you could do that. And also, I don't think you could drive a standard. So I waited until I was out of high school and an ocean was between me and Texas until I tried it. You know how long it took me to learn to drive a standard? Like, 2 hours in a church parking lot and I drove home. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, but I wouldn't try because I'm not going to prove you right. So I wouldn't even try. And I knew at a very young age what I was supposed to do, and I kept squashing it. I kept squashing it over and over and denying myself. And so it's like, and so I realized I'm not avoiding rejection and failure. I'm just doing it to myself over and over and over again. And how long until I value myself enough, my heart, my mind, my mission, how long until I give myself permission to say, I don't need anybody else's permission because they're not responsible. They're not responsible for my health. The company I was working for was not responsible for the fact that I was losing my hair. I was responsible for denying myself the belief in myself to go build my own practice on my own brand with my own name, all on my own. And I'll tell you, when I got off the stage in Phoenix, my husband wasn't able to be there. And I called him and I talked to him on the phone. And he said, it was before I went home. I was still at Live. And he said, he'd been telling me for months, I think you need to be doing this on your own. I think you just need to do this on your own. And he finally said the words in April. He said, I think you're scared. And I was like, you know what? I think you're right. And that experience in April too, like, it gave me the courage, because I went up and got up on the stage and shared a very vulnerable, scary part of myself, and didn't die. and so even though maybe the story didn't have all the details, and maybe it didn't have the rawness that I showed in April, it was all there. But the message, I just wanted so desperately for them to see how confidently I could deliver. You can do this if you instead of being so afraid of fear and rejection from everybody else, because if you think that you're if you think that you don't know enough, if you think that you're not ready, and all of those things, you're right. There's always more to learn, sure. We're not ever gonna feel ready. If we wait until we're ready, we're not ever gonna do it. It's like that, you know, people say, you know, if you wait till you're ready to have kids, you're not ever gonna have kids, because there's no such thing as being ready for that. It's the same thing. There's nobody else is gonna say, oh, here, let me sign your permission slip. It's finally okay for you to be you. Nobody's gonna say that except for you. And I felt like I needed to say that, and I needed to say it with such, last time I was concerned about, I need them to know who I am and know where I come from so that they know it's possible for them. This time I wanted them to understand the same thing, but I also wanted to drive it home with so much power so that they could see what's right around the corner for them if they trust themselves and give themselves permission.
And I think that you accomplished that. I really do. Yeah. The thing was, it was like, I never thought that I was, after you did your speech, your first speech, I was like, there's no way she can come back and top that. I was like, that was like that was heart-wrenching. It was beautiful. It was powerful. And we were all like, I don't know what she's going to do. And then you got up there and you did it. And we were like, oh, yes, she can.
thank you.
No, it was a different kind of power. Mm-hmm. And I really just want to congratulate you for creating two really incredible moments here at HCI that we love to share and use and see. And so, I mean, your growth in the last 6 months, I mean, it's huge. I loved what you did before, but what you did this week, I felt so much more connected to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because I got to know you before, but mm-hmm. it struck me a lot deeper this time, even more so. So I really do feel like you've accomplished exactly what you were trying to do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I do. I wanted to ensure that there got to be a different layer, mm-hmm. because the story from last time, the heart-wrenching, I have a lot of those. And I thought, this one was too, but it was in such a different way. And so it was, it felt like a different part, a different layer and I was excited to share it. Yeah. Very excited too.
And so how was doing the 10K challenge for you this time different? Because you were able to do it last time. But I'm trying to remember your story. It was, you didn't hit 10K until very close to...
Actually, that happened both times.
Both times?
So last time I hit 10K the day before the deadline. That was a lot of surrender and trust and faith and, you know, and this time everything was different because I was afraid to even commit to it. I said that I did like a live video at the very beginning of it. I was like, guys, just because one of us, like when you see us as a finalist and you think, oh my gosh, if I do that, everything's just smooth sailing and it's perfect after that. 'Cause I thought that. You know, in Dallas, I thought, oh my gosh, if I get on that stage, I'll know I can do this for the rest of my life. And that you may know that and have moments like that, but just like everybody else, we have moments where we're terrified and we do it anyway. You know, we show up anyway, but we have the fears and the insecurities and the downs and the ups. And so because I let go of all of my clients right before, like the week before this 10K challenge round started, there was nothing coming in. So I was like, okay, I'm starting from scratch the moment this challenge is starting. And so, and it was, but every single penny was 100% mine this time. I didn't have to share revenue. I didn't pay rent for an office. You know, like every penny was my name, my brand, my everything, and it didn't have to be shared. And that meant everything to me. Everything. Because I, in that time, and this time, I hit the 10K. Yeah. Did it end on a Sunday? It ended on a Sunday. I hit it on the Sunday, and I only went $8 over. It was $10,008. So it was $8 that brought me into that above threshold. On that Sunday, a payment came in. And I was expecting it to come in. So on that Sunday, and so that's the thing. When it said that the challenge isn't over until it's over, like you still have all the opportunity until the final date, that is completely true. So showing up until that last moment for yourself, it doesn't matter, you know, the $10,000 hitting the, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling meeting the challenge, but it's who you become along the way. Just like Carrie says, it's also you get to do that little sprint and you get to see how you stretch yourself and how you change and push. And I think there's a new lesson in each one. And so for me this time was, I mean, the first time I couldn't believe it. And this time I made a very clear decision. I did it before. I can do it again. I'm going to hit it. I don't know. Like, I'm going to hit it somehow, some way. And there was a good 5-week span, 4 to 5 weeks of like almost zero, you know? So that I think is important for the tribe to understand is we all have it in us to keep showing up for ourselves, to keep going the distance and seeing how we grow along the way.
And if you could give advice to somebody who is only, you know, like just barely making it, or somebody who's afraid to join the 10K challenge, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to everyone who, first of all, if it's on your heart and you don't strive and give yourself permission to get it wrong, give yourself permission to commit and fall short, give yourself permission to believe it before you see it. If you believe it before you see it and you're so intentional about that, and strive. And like after Dallas, after my first seeing the finalists and seeing those, like, for me, it was like goddesses on the, you know, like these beautiful goddesses on stage that like knew everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like soaking that up. When I saw that, I went home and created a vision board and put them on it and immediately said, I'm going to be on that stage. And if I'm not on that stage, I'm going to be in that challenge. And I'm gonna do it or die trying. Like, but it was really, I'm gonna do it. Like, I knew. I couldn't sleep that night. Like, this day a year ago, I was so exhausted because I couldn't sleep because I was scripting what I was gonna talk about when I was on that stage. Because all I wanted in the whole world, I was like, if I can do this, like, anybody can do it. It's hard to believe in yourself. So sometimes we have to lean into those that are telling us that we can do it. And so for those that are just starting or just trying or they're not sure or they're scared, I just want to say, believe it before you see it. And if you don't see it and can't feel it, know that once you do believe in yourself, you can believe in anybody, and that's what's going to make you the most powerful coach on the planet. Because once you know how to believe in yourself, you don't buy your clients BS anymore. You don't. You show up for them in such a powerful way because you know what they are capable of. So do whatever the thing is you know you should or could be doing. Like, schedule the talk before you know the content. Schedule it, book it, or get on the phone. Like, do the things you're afraid of before you feel ready. Let yourself be scared. Do it anyway. And trust that if you stay persistent and consistent, that your everything will unfold. Maybe not in the time that you think, and maybe not in the way that you think. Because let me tell you, I've gotten some surprises along this journey, and it's been beautiful. And if you don't know how to believe in yourself yet, I know how to believe in you. So trust me when I say this. You can do anything you set your mind and heart to. You can change this world. And we need you to be a part of this revolution. So you owe it to yourself to finally stop failing and rejecting yourself and to start honoring yourself. Give yourself permission and go. Go do it and fall in love with yourself along the way.
If you could set one big, crazy Kenny King goal, what would it be?
Big, crazy Kenny King goal. Oh, that is a beautiful question. I love it. That goal right now, and I'm going to just go ahead and stretch. Like, I'm going to give myself permission to stretch and be vulnerable because when I set the 10K goal, I didn't even want to say it out loud because that to me was so huge, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. 10K a month, consistently.
I think it can happen.
Yeah.
I really believe it can happen for you.
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely. Right. I do too.
It's recorded. I know. It's out there. It's going to happen.
All right, Better Than Ever podcasters, thanks again for tuning in. We are thrilled to have you here. I wanted to just remind you that a real person actually goes through and reads all of those ratings and reviews. So if you have a moment today, I would appreciate if you could leave, you know, like a little something something on that review. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, please leave me a sweet love note. Let me know what you like, and or at least like tell me that you're coming to HCI Live. We have some awesome reviews. I wanted to share a couple. So happy to have found this podcast from Fit Body. Better Than Ever is a great walking companion. I throw it on, take away a golden nugget of info each time. Thanks, Carrie, Stacy, and Health Coach Institute. Heart, 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 heart. We've got another one from JessCCP13. Get ready to hashtag spark the revolution. This podcast is an absolute inspiration while I'm working my 9-to-5. It keeps me inspired and on fire for my goals every week. Thank you for this amazing content. Jess CP13, thank you. So motivating from CC3 exclamation mark. I love listening to this. It helps me face my everyday with grace and strength. Thank you, CC, for listening. And guys, please go ahead and take some time to do that. It is important for podcasts and, you know, your even your friends' businesses. Maybe you make it a thing today. Like, go around and rate some businesses, podcasts, Facebook pages that you love, and spread the joy, because we all know as business owners how important those ratings and comments are. So if you have a moment, please go ahead and do that. I cannot wait to see you at HCI Live. We are pretty booked, but I think we got a couple extra tickets if you're like, oh my gosh, I need to go. So just go on over to www.hclive.com and sign up and come to HCI Live in Phoenix, Arizona in just a couple weeks. Thank you guys again for tuning in. And again, if you need to know anything about Health Coach Institute, you can go to healthcoachinstitute.com. I'm Hannah Duncan, and thank you for listening.